Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, what a wonderful privilege to gather together. What a wonderful privilege to know you, Lord. And Father, as we look at prayer, stirring our hearts an understanding and a desire to get closer to you. And Lord, to understand the importance of prayer in our lives and for each other. Father, set in all of us a desire to spend more time with you and to pray for the needs of the body and to pray your promises as you have shown us. And so this morning, Lord, open our eyes. Cause us to start somewhere and to do what is acceptable in your sight. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. This morning we're going to have our final look at prayer. And today we are going to discuss prayer helpers, the ministry of prayer helpers. And along with the ministry of prayer helpers, you could say intercessory prayer. But I want to refresh a principle of prayer that we've already looked at, and in this way lay a foundation for our message today. Jesus in Luke 11 is asked by his disciples to teach them how to pray. And Jesus teaches them the Lord's Prayer. And as we have discussed, it is not a format or a formula, but rather a table of priorities. Prayer is not about standing on a scripture or a commandment to God or three quick steps to some answered solution. Prayer is about relationship. It's about drawing close to the Lord. It's about understanding the heart of the Lord. It is an attitude, as we saw last week. A desire to always be in the presence of God. If you're happy, sing psalms. If you're afflicted, pray. But pray one for another and take all things that you have in life to the Lord in prayer. And so Jesus teaches his disciples a table of priorities. And straight after that, Jesus tells them a parable of how God answers our prayer. And in effect, he tells us how we should pray. So open with me again to Luke chapter 11, and let us read from verse 5.